Old Bob and his wife Joan lived by the market in the house where his father and grandfather and great-grandfather had lived before him. Cobblers, all of them. And cobbling was Bob's trade too. Joan was a washerwoman, like her mother and her grandmother and her great-grandmother, back as far as anyone could remember. And if they'd had a son, he would have become a cobbler in his turn, and if they'd had a daughter, she would have learned the laundry trade, and so the world would have gone on. But they never had a child, whether boy or girl, and now they were getting old, it seemed less and less likely that they ever would, much as they would have liked to. One evening, as old Joan wrote a letter to her niece and old Bob sat trimming the heels of a new pair of tiny scarlet slippers he was making for the love of it, there came a knock at the door. Bob looked up with a jump.
"Was that someone knocking?" he said. "What's the time?"
The cuckoo clock answered him before Joan could. 10 o'clock. As soon as it had finished cuckooing, there came another knock, louder than before. Bob lit a candle and went through the dark shop to unlock the front door. Standing in the moonlight was a little boy in a page's uniform. It had once been smart, but it was sorely torn and stained, and the boy's face was scratched and grubby.
"Bless my soul," said Bob. "Who are you?"
"I was a rat," said the little boy.
"What did you say?"
said Joan, crowding in behind her husband.
"I was a rat,"
said the little boy again.
"You were a..." "Go on with you. Where do you live?" she said. "What's your name?"
But the little boy could only say,
"I was a rat."
The old couple took him into the kitchen because the night was cold and sat him down by the fire. He looked at the flames as if he'd never seen anything like them before.
"What should we do?" whispered Bob.
"Feed the poor little soul,"
Joan whispered back.
"Bread and milk, that's what my mother used to make for us."
So she put some milk in a pan to heat by the fire and broke some bread into a bowl, and old Bob tried to find out more about the boy.
"What's your name?"
he said.
"Haven't got a name."
"Why, everyone's got a name. I'm Bob and this is Joan. And that's who we are, see? You sure you haven't got a name?"
"I lost it. I forgot it. I was a rat,"
said the boy, as if that explained everything.
"Oh," said Bob. "You got a nice uniform on anyway. I expect you're in service, are you?"
The boy looked at his tattered uniform, puzzled.
"Dunno,"
he said finally.
"Dunno what that means. I expect I am, probably."
"In service," said Bob. "That means being someone's servant, have a master or a mistress, and run errands for them. Page boys like you, they usually go along with the master or mistress in a coach, for instance."
"Ah,"
said the boy.
"Yes, I done that. I was a good page boy. I done everything right."
"Course you did," said Bob,
shifting his chair along as Joan came to the table with a bowl of warm bread and milk. She put it in front of the boy, and without a second's pause, he put his face right down into the bowl and began to guzzle it up directly, his dirty little hands gripping the edge of the table.
"What you doing?" said Joan. "Dear, oh dear, you don't eat like that. Use the spoon."
The boy looked up, milk in his eyebrows, bread up his nose, his chin dripping.
"He doesn't know anything, poor little thing," said Joan. "Come to the sink, my love, and we'll wash you. Grubby hands and all. Look at you."
The boy tried to look at himself, but he was reluctant to leave the bowl.
"That's nice," he said. "I like that."
"It'll still be here when you come back," said Bob. "I've had my supper already. I'll look after it for you."
The boy looked wonderstruck at this idea. He watched over his shoulder as Joan led him to the kitchen sink and tipped in some water from the kettle. And while she was washing him, he kept twisting his wet face round to look from Bob to the bowl and back again.
"That's better," said Joan, rubbing him dry. "Now, you be a good boy and eat with a spoon."
"Yes, I will,"
he said, nodding.
"I'm surprised they didn't teach you manners when you was a page boy," she said.
"I was a rat,"
he said.